Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to get to some Niners talk, faux show. I didn't watch it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up in the next 40 minutes, we're going to be giving away two tickets to tonight's Warriors-Thunder game, and then we're going to be giving away two more tickets after 1 o'clock. So we're going to be giving away two pair of Warriors tickets in the next hour and 45 minutes. When you hear Steve Kerr's press conference talking about Seth Curry, caller number 5.
We're really excited to have Seth.
Not now, but there it is. When you hear Steve Kerr say, we're really excited to have Seth, call in, be caller number 5, and you get two tickets to tonight's game against Oklahoma City. That one doesn't count. That was the one where we tell you. But Seth Curry may make his debut tonight.
You don't know this. Evan doesn't either, Carter. And I'm going to lay it on you. Let's just act like you're a therapist and I'm on your couch.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Simons? Thanks for seeing me.
Hi, Daryl.
I never knew how melancholy I would get with the Thunder coming in at 20-1, with the championship in hand, being what the Warriors once were, and now I'm looking at the Warriors, our Warriors, through the prism of the Thunder, and Curry being hurt, you know, it happens. And what happened with Curry to kind of, you know, knock our chances up. Basically, we had no chance. When he got hurt, Steiny, I'm down.
Why, Daryl?
With just the construct of the team. We don't have any Thunder, no pun intended, cats with our other guys. And now my question, sir, and Mr. Steinmetz is, what happened to the Jimmy effect? Because I'm listening to our station, I'm listening to the basketball connoisseurs. I think we're in need for another big, big, big-ass move like we got with Jimmy, but I don't see any on the horizon. And partner is symbolic of we're not with the Thunder. We used to be what the Thunder are now.
A long time ago, yeah.
Not 2022.
Well, but they were the
we had a parade.
Okay, the Thunder won 70 games last year. So I would compare them more to the Durant Warrior teams than the 2022
team. But you know what I'm saying.
Yes, I do, but I think we need to be careful talking about, you know, the 2022 team.
Well, talk to me about my pain.
Relax. Let me finish a sentence. I forgot what I was going to say. What pain?
You're fired.
What pain?
Of what's happening right now. This team doesn't fit. We're small as hell.
Steve Kerr said the roster fits. It just does. Remember that? The roster fits. It just does this year.
And if I'm correct, Evan, your boy from Baylor got a two-way contract, right, from Santa Cruz?
Houston, but LJ Crier.
Yeah.
He's 6 feet.
Makes him taller.
Gosh, man. Like, Steiny, I'm rooting. I'm watching tonight. That Houston game took a lot out of me. This season has, early. And Jimmy doing what he's doing. I mean, he's calling people out. I get it. I don't know where we're going. We need another big-ass move, and I just don't know what aisle of the basketball supermarket that's on. And if we have funds on the card to get it if we see it.
You don't. I don't think.
Like, well, when the session's over, Doc.
No, I can. No, here's what.
Like, give me something good. Dre can't hit the side of a barn.
I thought he was in the lab.
Well,
Kuminga's back.
Yeah.
He should have a big night. Oh, he's going to cook tonight, right?
Well, the question is, how long is he back? It's December 2nd.
All right, we can entertain this for a minute. So, they were talking about Anthony Davis this morning.
Well, Shasky's in on anything with size, and I'm with him.
But
anything, go however.
All right, let's do this logically. How do you get Anthony Davis?
Lose Jimmy, Dre, and something else, or one of the two and something else, and something in the future, Moody, like nobody's Elliot Ness. Nobody on this team outside of Steph is untouchable, Jimmy included. That's how.
Well, here's my feeling, and because I was thinking about this as long as you're going to talk about Anthony Davis. You're not getting Anthony Davis without picks. You're not getting Anthony Davis without a bunch of picks. And to my way of thinking, the days of giving up or considering giving up a bunch of firsts, it's over. Mm. Like, it's too late. I can't do it anymore. Like, I don't want to get Anthony Davis in here, see what happens, but I have a feeling I know what's going to happen.
And mortgage the future.
And then, like, you're sitting with nothing. Like,
So you ride this out?
I think you have to, Goo. I think you got to.
January 6th is... when can they trade if they wanted to Kuminga? Is that the 6th?
I think in January.
Okay, so...
In January.
Do you think that if you had to bet now with what you're seeing, and a lot can change in a month, do you think that's on the table? It has to be, right? And I love JK, man. But it just...
I think it's definitely on the table, but I really am starting to question what they're going to get for him.
Oh. Like, you don't think a king's ransom's coming back?
I guess I would like to say to you, why would a king's ransom be coming back? Like, that's like, no, I don't think they're going to get somebody that's going to make your jaws drop for Jonathan Kuminga.
Well, how can we? Okay, forget AD. How could we get Trey Murphy III from a Pelican team that's going nowhere? How could we fedangle or put something together to where we could add that to our mix?
Here's what I love.
Seriously.
Here's what I love. When everything goes well, oh, Moody. Oh, Pot. Oh, JK. Post. How about Post? Like, they're not getting you Trey Murphy. I don't think. Wow. I mean, like... Like, this is the thing. I like Moses Moody. He's fine. But is there another team out there that looks at Moses Moody and say, boy, he could really help us? I think it's more you look at Moses Moody and say, nice player. Yeah, get him in here.
And that's where I'm at.
But that's...
So you're saying they're I don't want to use the word...
Well,
whichever way you're between a rock and a hard place. Like,
right, the same place you've been for a year and a half, two years.
Last year going into the playoffs.
Okay, well, the year before that, you didn't make the playoffs.
But I'm just talking about what happened to Jimmy. Where's that Warrior team? Or that was just one, Calipari, one and done. What happened to that enthusiasm, that defense,
I told
that
you,
tenacity?
These guys can't do it all
and
year.
You know what? Like, and that maybe that's what I'm dealing with, Doc. No, seriously.
Evan brought this point up, too.
Man.
Like, Butler's numbers, I think, Butler's numbers this year are, like, good. Like, better than last year. He's not playing as well as last year, well, I don't think.
Okay, I'm going to say this to both of you and the
what
listeners.
What do you got here?
I saw a graphic. It has Chicago Jimmy Butler, Minnesota Jimmy Butler, Miami Jimmy Butler, Golden State Jimmy Butler. And I said to myself, and I'm missing one, wherever else he was at.
Philly.
Those Butlers were better than the Butler we got now for 82 games.
No kidding.
But last year.
He was younger.
But last year, I would have thought, man, it's a tie and a bunch of local. Stoddy, that hit me late night. Fine.
But, like, he's playing pretty well this year, Butler.
Yeah, I'm not. But so, not well enough well, for what he's making.
But then we got a problem.
See?
With all due respect, With all due respect.
I thought he was Superman or Batman.
Don't stop there. Do not stop there when you're talking about the ills of this team. What'd you say about the money?
He's not earning that.
Neither Steph Curry.
Well,
Steph's not earning.
What? You're not winning. Where? Come
I'm
on
I'm just
now.
Telling you.
The Spurs back-to-back.
That's the recipe for a team that won't win. When you're paying two guys $110 million.
Steph, I'm getting a bang for my
first
buck.
Of all, he's been hurt six games. That hurts you. It hurts you when Steph doesn't play. Like,
but that's just one of the 15 or 20 we said he's going to miss.
Let me ask you this. Why would you single out Butler for not making, earning his money, but you won't mention Steph?
Because I'm getting more from getting 24 a game from Steph.
You're getting less from Steph because he hasn't played enough. But, like, Butler hasn't missed games.
But I'm putting the missed games in the I'm in denial, Steiny. I'm putting it in the category of it's the 15 or 20 we said he's, give me 60, 65, we're okay. So that he hadn't been gone that long to where, Steiny, he is the team. Steph is when he's out there, he's giving us, he's solo dolo right now. And you say Jimmy's doing something, and he is, but it's not $50 million worth. And it's not Miami Jimmy, Minnesota Jimmy, especially on the defensive end. And then he's calling everybody out, and I get it. But Jimmy, I would tell him in his face, you ain't guarding everybody like you think you are either. I'll say that's what I'm watching.
I don't get why a guy like Jimmy Butler has played 19 of 21 games or how many games? 20, what are they? 11 and 10?
Yes,
like Butler's been there. Here's what I can't stand is, Steph's earning his money while he's not playing. It's like, that's part of the problem. He's getting paid $60 million to play 60 games. What happens in those other 22 games? You've got to play without him. If you're going to sit, who is earning their money? Seriously. I'd say Moody.
Yeah.
Butler? No. Draymond?
Defensively,
okay, great. You pay a guy $25 million for being half a player.
All right, let's do this.
He's half a player, Draymond.
Like, I'm a trade's imminent now. Like, I've come to grips with you. They're probably going to move Kuminga. But now you're telling me, and you could be right, Goo, I don't think you think what's coming back on the other end is going to cure all what ails this team in regard to everybody being small.
We're really excited to have Seth.
All right, there it is. Caller number 5. You want two tickets to tonight's Oklahoma City Thunder Golden State Warrior game. Caller number 5, 415-523-4652. You want two tickets to tonight's game? Be caller number 5. 415-523-4652. Don't be calling that 888 number.
We're really excited to have Seth.
You can also go to Warriors.com for tickets tonight to see the defending champion, Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yes, sir. Limited tickets available. Warriors.com. And go to the game tonight. See a couple great teams.
I got to say something about tonight's game. And I'm just telling you, Stoney, we talked about load management, but because you don't have Steph, I think the ask of winning this game against a Thunder team is highly unlikely. Why wouldn't this be one of the games that Dre and Jimmy?
Because they've had 2 days off. They haven't played since Saturday. And oh my God. Oh my goodness.
What?
Times have changed.
No,
you're scared of the Thunder. You don't want to put our best players out there because you're afraid, I guess, they'll get humiliated.
No, it's not that. It's just,
oh my gosh.
No, Stoney, I'm coming around, man. Just like, why can't this be one of the, it's highly unlikely. Hey, maybe they can win tonight without Steph, but I'm like, man, couldn't you finesse it to where Dre, Jimmy, this is one of where all three of you are out. I don't know.
Just for kicks, the Warriors, he's missed 5 games, Steph. They're 2-3 in those 5 games. Lost to Sac, lost to Denver, beat Indiana, lost to Miami, and beat the Pelicans.
Yeah, man. I saw that floating around last night with the size of this team, and it's sobering, man. It really is. Even when Steph's out there,
I know. I just, so 20 games into the year, you're kind of willing to say,
last year was that.
We need a change.
Yeah, no doubt. And where I went wrong is thinking they could manifest or pick back up from the second half after they made the trade. Just everything about this team is different, and maybe it's because they're looking out yonder of goo. It ain't 41 or 35 left. It's 82.
This is Steve Kerr. He was on yesterday with Willard and Dibbs. And we'll start with Saturday's game. They beat the Pelicans. A little harder than he thought. I don't know, but what was the difference in that win, Steve?
Well, we gutted it out, and I think the main thing was we took care of the ball, and that is the number one indicator of whether we're going to win or not. And, you know, the season is always interesting. There's 82 games. It really is a marathon. I know that's a cliche, but it's the truth. And you go through these spells where you're either on top of the world or you're kind of down in the doldrums, and you have to navigate the season, and that includes plenty of stretches where you're kind of having to dig out a tough game. You know, even against a team with a bad record, none of these games are easy. You know, and the flip side is you have spells during the year where you feel like you can't lose, and the game comes a lot easier. But you have to handle both really well, and I thought we handled that part of it well the other night. Not in a great groove, not making shots, then, you know, get the job done, take care of the ball, and connect the game. And I thought we did a good job of that.
All right, that was Steve Kerr talking about the win over the Pelicans. Yeah. Some news on the horizon. Seth Curry, he's been signed. He's available tonight. And it looks like D'Anthony Melton's going to be going on the upcoming road trip. It's a 3-game trip.
They got Philly.
Philly, Cleveland, and somebody else. Gosh, I wish I could.
Washington.
Boston, Washington, Atlanta. Some other Eastern. Eastern,
I mean,
Conference.
Philly ain't going to be. They run, you know.
Yeah, it's not going to be an easy trip. Not going to be an easy trip for the Dubs, and it starts tonight at home against. Let me see that third game on this trip.
You said what did you Philly
schedule results? They play Philly, then they play Cleveland, then they're at Chicago,
which is not going to.
And
be
then,
easy.
Then we come home. For the game of the year.
Give it to me.
Wolves.
Well, when is that? Next Friday. I'm going to that.
I'm going to it, too.
You talked to Finchie?
Okay. Hey, our transition decision-making was diabolical.
Can you get him on the show in the regular season?
You want me
season?
To?
Yeah, seriously.
Okay.
We had Handy in studio.
Right, but the ratings for that were not good.
No, hey, I talked to them. They went through the roof.
Okay.
He's in Dallas now.
I'm going to be dead serious. This is the one issue, and I've brought this up before. I'll get you, Finch. What are we talking about? I can't do a 10-minute interview on the Wolves. And then I'll be like, so what do you think of the Warriors? And he'll be, I'll tell Steph Curry's a great player. I mean, he's a great player. You got to adjust to him. And, you know, they got Jimmy Butler. Jimmy's really a good player.
We can talk about your guys' relationship, that type stuff. I think that could be 6 minutes.
Nobody if you to. Can get to 10 minutes with Joe Buck, barely, you can get to 10 minutes with Chris Finch.
Evan, that hurt me. Evan knows how hurt I was.
I mean, we're going to be talking about stuff nobody knows. Hey, Bobby, what's Bobby Kaufman up to?
Oh,
Bobby's working in Indianapolis now. He's an engineer.
What if I told you Randall's going to get – I feel like Randall's going to get traded from that
No,
team.
He won't.
You don't think so?
This kid's an idiot.
I think Randall has really – seriously, I think he's –
carved out a niche?
Yes. Right. Yes, I do. He's changed.
I would love him on this team.
He's changed.
Yeah.
I would
love him
up.
On a Warrior, man.
Julius Randle's a grown-up. He's
See, you're not getting – like, you're talking, Stoney, but I'm mad.
Why?
I'm radio mad. You're in a good mood that you're not giving me any solutions to what's going on with the Warriors. Like, I ain't been this down in a while, and I'm
all
serious.
Right. Well, okay, here's one thing I'd like you to consider. According to Steve Kerr, they had probably one of the toughest opening 17-game stretches. And so now they're going to get into a flow, get into practicing, and it's fair to think they're going to play better in the next 17 than the previous 17.
Okay, my question to that is,
how does that work?
I feel you. Are they going to grow?
No.
The size is an issue, partner.
I can't stand when we knew something a while back, and now we're acting like it's brand new.
It was hitting different last year. Like, it felt like they were taking advantage of being small. They were just tenacious everywhere you looked. And the Jimmy trade is that. That's where I went wrong. I'm just holding on to that. But Stoudy, to be honest, and put another right on the table, brought to you by Atco Pest Control. It wasn't too long ago. That was just the second half of last season, and now that's just evaporated, huh?
So, okay, here's something I find kind of interesting, although I'm okay with it. But they're 11-10, and let me guess, you're going to say that's nasty. That's your new word when a team's got a 500 record. So you think they should be better, which is fair. It should be 14-8, whatever, 14-7, right?
I just think of the Indiana, Milwaukee.
Here's what I'm getting at.
Like, I don't know now. Like now I'm like, you are Parcells. You are what your record says you are.
I feel like they're 11-10, and if you're not feeling great about them, I'm surprised that...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Butler was the first guy's road you kind of came down. But you know what I mean?
But he's a superhero, and he's not playing bad.
And that's unusual for you to come out a star like that.
Because we need him to be we need him to be the Miami Jimmy or, the bubble Jimmy on this team. And maybe that's unfair to him. But I wouldn't dare tell you guys he's playing bad. He's playing like a 37-year-old, Stoney. But I'm seeing cracks in the armor of, he can't do – and that's why I brought up Steph, where are we without him? You could talk about what he's getting paid, but he is, he needs some help. And
we're still on that. Steph needs more help. I mean, all right, then start dangling some picks if that's what you want to do.
But seriously,
I'm looking at.
Yeah, because I want to talk Draymond. Right? What are you getting from him?
When was the bubble?
2021? Yeah. Give it to me. Lay it on. He was balling.
It's just so long ago.
But even the year after, he took Miami to the finals against Denver. When Denver won their title.
That was in 23.
Yeah, 23. Okay. So that was the year after the Warriors won.
All right.
He's getting agitated, Jimmy. That I believe, and I'm just going off of his post-game stuff, and I get it, but I'm just wondering if it doesn't get better. So what's he gonna say?
Can I just be honest here? And I get it. These are just stats. He's averaging 2 points more per game than last year. He's shooting 53% from the field, 44% from three, 86% from the foul line. His rebounds and assists are right where they always have been. How much he's playing pretty well.
Yeah, but he ain't averaging 20 a game.
Yes,
right?
He is.
How much?
20.2.
Yeah.
But last year he averaged 18. Now he's averaging 20. I think Butler's been okay. There's something about him, though, I'm not crazy about, but I wouldn't who would you come to first? In terms of like I painted you in the corner and said, you know, you brought up Butler. I wouldn't have brought him up first. But what are the biggest, and save it for the other side.
All right.
Like what are the biggest issues with this team, with the Golden State Warriors? And what is solvable now, and what is only solvable through a trade or through a change in personnel? 888-957-9570 is the number. Hey, that segment was brought to you by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back, and you can cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside, only 100 calories. You get 1,000 calories in about a 12-pack, Goo, not in one singular can. That's just 100 calories, Steiny. 2 grams of sugar, zero bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. You must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.